In late January, dead and dying sea otters washed ashore near Port Muller and Nelson Lagoon. At the time, it wasn't clear why these otters were dying, says Michelle St. Martin, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist who investigated the event. 40 otters have been confirmed dead, but some locals have reported a number closer to 200. Some of the otters were sent to Madison, Wisconsin for analysis. The cause of death was determined to be an infection caused by the bacteria Streptococcus, which is also known as strep, says St. Martin.
It tends to be sort of a quick death. And so all the carcasses that we received, all the animals were in good body condition.
Strep occurs naturally and has caused otter deaths in the past. But St. Martin says not a lot is known about strep.
We don't really know why this bacteria or how this bacteria goes about in the ecosystem.
Joel Garlick Miller is also a biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service who focuses on sea otters. He studied similar mortality events in the past at Ketchikan Bay. He says one thing scientists do know is otters get strep from something in their diet, but researchers aren't sure from what.
The otters are eating these prey items and getting access to it that way rather than just swimming through the water and catching this.
Biologists aren't sure if it's possible for humans to get a strep infection from a dead otter. Garlick Miller says there hasn't been any evidence showing otters have passed the bacteria on to any other animal.
In Ketchikan Bay, it's been very interesting. There's a whole bunch of marine mammals in that area. We got minke whales, humpback whales, harbor seals, sea lions. There's all sorts of birds that have been scavenging on the otter carcasses. We haven't really seen any sort of strep-related mortality in any of their species.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't know how the recent die-off affected the otter population near Nelson Lagoon and Port Muller. Sea otters in southwest Alaska are considered a threatened species. Their numbers have decreased around 50% since the 1980s. Currently, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is preparing a survey on the area's otter population, which will be released later this year. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.